It was Christmas and I'd just turned 35. I was buying a drink when I was interrupted by a very handsome man. The handsome man I now know as Alan was standing in front of me. He was beyond tipsy, with a lovely smile, brown hair in a bob and a sexy beard. I hardly got a word in before he leant over and kissed me. "I like you," he said. "I've always liked you." He was so funny. He threw his arms around me and told me he would follow me all night. The following week was busy. I called into the pub to see Alan. He made a big impression on me. He gave me so much love. He planned our weeks and our weekends. We didn't stop. We were fabulous together. He said I was different. He actually wanted to marry me. I've always wanted a family, but I've waited to meet the right person. And I think I have. I'm so excited about this baby. I know we'll be such a happy family. Alan started to increase his gigs a little, but what can I do? 5:35 a.m. Alan knocked on the door. He didn't have a key. He was so drunk, it was unbelievable. I stood at the door looking at him through the glass, and his very words to me were, "Open the door, you cunt." I was speechless. I was hurt. I was angry. I didn't shout. I just opened the door and thumped his face. Alan went into the sitting room and fell asleep. Christy woke up and we started our day. I was drained. We were a terrible match. A mountain and a molehill. I feel so let down. I haven't eaten for a week. I feel sick. I can't sleep. But I still have Christy, and I love him so much. The country's in recession, and finding new accounts is so hard. My father's cancer's getting worse, and we, the family, have decided to move him into a nursing home to get the help we just can't offer. I've been using hours I don't have. In all my life, I've never been so anxious. But so long as I can hold on to Christy, I'll be okay. The girl with blonde hair gives me a tablet, then I follow her. A corridor, a small girl with dark hair shouting at me. Two men appear, they have my body. I can't focus on anything. I'm being spat at and drinks are thrown from all directions. I'm paraded around on a dog lead. I look up, there are people I know, friends, neighbours, colleagues. They're videoing everything. I'm frightened. I love my family, but I remember them that night saying they hate me. I was told, your brothers and sister will tell you you're ill. But Melanie, this is real. There's an ambulance and the paramedics are talking to my friends. This is a separation that was planned for me. My beautiful baby boy is tired. He knows something is very, very wrong. I try to stay calm and appear I have control as I walk to the ambulance to let them test me. I'm happy. Now everyone will know I really was drugged. My stories are true. Everything's coming back faster and faster. Dog stadiums, rapes. Neil has word with Caroline whilst I'm in the kitchen. I know what they're saying about me. They want to get me sectioned. Are they really going to separate Christy and me for Alan? My beautiful boy will be in pain again. I cannot allow this to happen. I must save Christy. I will not leave him to suffer the pain.